Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, it was a great day yesterday for the Saints, and I know it was a fun day if you were watching that. As you know, I was involved with a lot of other people from the station in the Manning Family Children's holiday parade, big Christmas holiday parade that took place yesterday. It was postponed from Saturday because of the weather. And it's a good thing because, you know, Saturday was kind of misty and it wouldn't have been the best day for a parade. You know, it was about an hour or so before parade time, and the sun came out, but then there were some clouds, but it really turned out to be a nice day yesterday afternoon. I saw so many of our listeners, and I appreciate all of you shouting. I appreciate all of you who listened to the show. I couldn't get something to every one of you. But I did hit a lot of you with beads or whatever the things that we were throwing. I have no idea what I got to the different people, but I got a lot of stuff out there to a lot of people. And man, some of you are really good catches, you know, because I threw it right to you and it was a completion. So I think my completion record was pretty good at the end of the parade. Tyler Shuck looked great yesterday. The Saints looked great yesterday. Well, that's what I think. I didn't see the game. I was at the parade. So here's what I want to do in this first hour. I want you to give me your assessment of the Saints game yesterday. This is the first time I can remember when I didn't see a Saints game. In town, didn't get a chance to see it because I was in the parade. Glad that I was in the parade because it's for Manning Family Children's, and that's just a worthwhile cause. And it's great to see all of you. And even though there was a Saints game going on television, there was a massive crowd in the streets for the parade route. And I was really kind of amazed because in the morning, the weather wasn't that great, but it just turned out to be a nice day and a lot of people showed up. So thanks to all of you who came out. Your kids are cute. Many of you are cute. And it was just it was a fun event. But I didn't see the game. So, you know, here's your chance to kind of summarize this. Think back on the game. Now, I heard that it rained early on. This is stuff that I didn't know. I saw some highlights of the end of the game. And based on the score and based on what I heard, it seems like Tyler Shuck showed a lot of improvement. And that's what fans should expect. That's what I've been talking about all along. The Saints as a team and Tyler Shuck over a couple of weeks not showing improvement, well, it kind of all came together, and he seemed to have done a great job yesterday. But I want you to tell me your impression of the game. Kind of summarize the game for me, and just let me know what you thought of the game. I know you've talked about it with people. I know you have thoughts in your mind about the game, but just overall, give me your impression of what happened in the Saints game yesterday, and I'll take that from you, and then I'll know how the Saints did. If you want to give us your report on the Saints game yesterday, the good and the bad, because there's you know, not everything is right. The good, the bad, and even some stuff that is kind of ugly, as long as it's not the players. So let's just talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the game yesterday, and tell me what you thought. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I did watch the Tulane game Saturday night. Tulane beat North Texas, and it was a spanking. Tulane was dominant in winning the AAC championship and now move on to the college football playoffs. Tulane in the college football playoffs. This is just a reminder that you never know how things are going to turn out when it comes to sports. LSU was supposed to be in the playoffs. LSU was supposed to have a chance to actually, you know, go far in the playoffs and maybe play for a championship. That was the anticipation of the beginning of this year. LSU was touted as a team that was going to get to the playoffs and fight for the championship. And Garrett Nussmeier was talked about as a Heisman Trophy candidate. Well, neither of those things worked out. So just think about this. LSU's not in the playoffs, and Tulane is in the playoffs, and I just think this is, I think it's extraordinary. I think it's so great for Tulane. And so Tulane, with their coach John Summerall, because he's going to coach until the end, whenever that happens, Tulane beat North Texas, and now they move on to play Ole Miss in Oxford in the first game of the college football playoffs. Now, Ole Miss beat the dew out of Tulane earlier this season. It wasn't even a fair fight. Lane Kiffin was the coach, and the team is good. And in fact, Ole Miss is good. They're very good. But Tulane, I think, is a better team now than they were then. And I'm not just saying this because Tulane is in New Orleans. I think Tulane is going to give Ole Miss a hell of a fight. And I think Tulane could win the game. Because I think emotion is on Tulane's side. I do, after the big victory over North Texas and the way they're playing for John Summerall, I think Tulane has a chance to win. They're a huge underdog. If I were gambling, if I were a betting guy, man, I would take Tulane in the points. Now, again, you know, you don't necessarily have to take my advice because you never know what's going to happen in sports. And Tulane is one hell of a team. But I often talk about how important emotion is when it comes to games. And emotion is more important than talent in a lot of ways. And history is filled with cases where a team that maybe wasn't as talented won because of emotion. And I just think Tulane has emotion on their side, and I think they're going to play Ole Miss a hell of a game, and they might even win. So that I think that was just an extraordinary moment over the weekend, and I love seeing that. And North Texas, this was a prolific offense that, you know, couldn't do anything. And they were like the highest scoring offense in the country in college football. And they couldn't do anything. So that was, you know, Tulane's defense. And I don't know what happened, but they just got totally psyched out in that game. And they weren't doing anything. There was a lot of excitement in sports over the weekend. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Texans went into Arrowhead Stadium and beat the Chiefs. I'm all for it. Nothing against Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce, his girlfriend, nothing against any of those people. But I'm tired of the Chiefs winning. And it looks like the dynasty might be over, but maybe not, because the Chiefs are not out of it yet. They're still in the hunt, but they're, I think, 6-7 now. And this is a very unusual position for the Chiefs to be in. And losing at home is especially unique for the Chiefs. It doesn't happen under Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes had three interceptions last night. And the Texans have one of the best defenses in the league. And they brought it last night. And the Texans beat the Chiefs. And they were making a comment last night. The commentators were making a comment that you know, we always talk about the offensive teams, the teams that have the big offensive the big offensive lineup, the ability to score many points, like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and you know many others. It's just rack up the points. But teams that have strong defenses can win, and they just need an offense to just do enough. And I think they feed off of each other. When the defense starts killing it and giving the offense the ball right back, the offense gets charged up. So I don't know. The Chiefs are going to have a hard time making the playoffs, and this is a very unusual position. And it could be, I don't know yet, but it could be that the dynasty of the Chiefs is history. Oh, also over the weekend in college football, championship weekend, Indiana ranked number 2. Ohio State got beaten. Ohio State was number 1. Indiana beat Ohio State. You know, I like seeing that because, you know, I like the underdog to win. They weren't much of an underdog, but, you know, Ohio State has been winning all along, and I just kind of like seeing that. So I don't remember the last time Indiana was in this position, but I can't remember the last time they were in a position like being number 1 in the country. So it's fun to see somebody different up there. All right, so look, here's what I really want you to do. I would love for you to recap the game for me yesterday. What did you like? What was really good? What did you think of Tyler Shough? I didn't get a chance to see the game because I was in the Manning Family Children's holiday parade and locked up with that most of the afternoon, so I didn't get a chance to see the game. I feel a little bit lost. So what did you think of the game? I want you to recap the game for me. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And while somebody else is doing it, you know, you may have other thoughts. You may disagree with some things that some people are going to say. But I'd like you to totally recap the game yesterday and tell me what you thought of the Saints' victory over the Bucs on the road at Tampa Bay. And that's another thing. You know, why can't the Saints start playing like that at home? You know, usually teams have trouble winning on the road, and they win at home. It seems like it's almost the opposite with the Saints. And they've got to figure out a way to start winning at home. I mean, you know, we go to games. We actually want to see them win. We want to witness it, not on television, on the radio, but we want to witness it in person. We want to see that victory. We want to feel it in the dome. And it's time that they really figure out a way to get that back. And I don't know, you know, maybe they're getting it back. I know it's a rebuilding year. The only thing that I have sort of reflected as far as fans are concerned is even in a rebuilding year, you just should show progress. And for a long time, the Saints weren't showing a lot of progress. So there was progress yesterday, and let's see if they can keep that up. All right, you got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio, good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was great. You know, I went on Saturday night to KJ's Place, which is a karaoke lounge in Kenner that I had never been to before. And let me tell you, KJ's, they were so great. They've really got it together in there. The acoustics are great. They got great drink specials. Everybody's very friendly. They were excited to have us there. And I just couldn't wait to get here and tell you about KJ's Place. You know, we go to a lot of karaoke bars. I've had a lot of different types of karaoke experiences. KJ's was great. Little family-run bar on Metairie Avenue. Go check it out.
Oh, cool. All right, cool. All right, you got a comment? You want to recap the Saints game for me? Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. You can do it in a text, but I really want to hear some of you, like, be the sports reporter and tell me what you thought of the game. Analyze the game for me. This is for Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. Man, in the beginning of the season, the Bucs just seemed like early on they were invincible, and Baker Mayfield was the second coming of quarterbacks. But he has had some difficulty in recent weeks, so we'll see what happens as time goes on. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Manic Monday, and don't forget, Don't be too bummed out. Weekend's going to be here before you know it. And we'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's December the 8th, and it was on this day in 1980 that John Lennon was murdered. I've told the story before, and I do it every year. I'll tell the story again for those of you who are new to this show or those who haven't heard it. But the way I heard about John Lennon's death is just a reminder of what it was like then compared to what it's like now. And we'll talk more about this later. And I'm going to feature music. Our bumper music in the 3 o'clock hour is going to either be John Lennon or songs that John Lennon was the lead singer on when he was with the Beatles. Beatles songs sung by John Lennon. So a very, very sad day. And I think the true irony is that the Nixon administration and the FBI tried desperately to deport John Lennon. He was against the Vietnam War, which was essentially being against the United States government. And they looked at John Lennon as a national security threat. And they tried desperately to deport him. And it never worked. And he finally got his green card. Anyway, isn't it ironic that John Lennon fought to stay in this country where he was murdered? And I can't help but think that had he been deported, he might still be alive today. We'll talk more about that in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. I hope you had a great, great weekend. And I want to talk about the Saints game. It feels weird that I didn't see it. I don't have a firsthand analysis of the game. So I want you to give that to me. I want you to tell me what you thought of the game yesterday. Who was good? Who was bad? How was the coaching? How was the play calling? The Saints won. I think it was 24-20. And it sounded like at the very end, like they had a chance to give it away. I mean, they had a chance to lose the game, but they didn't. And that was really impressive to me. What did you think of Tyler Shuck? Do you think he's the quarterback? It seems like he was awesome. Ran for 2 touchdowns. I think threw for a touchdown as well. So Tyler Shuck seemed really effective yesterday. So I want to know what you thought of the game. Recap it for me. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to the parish. Jerry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
All right. I watched the whole game, and I'll put it to you this way. It just blew me away. They look like a different team from top to bottom. The offense was Tyler Shuck was unbelievable. I mean, he looked like a real quarterback. I mean, he's definitely got talent. He's got a great set of wheels on him, and the play calling was really good for once, you know. But the defense was magnificent. I mean, Baker Mayfield and the Bucs came in on a high, and the defense just shut them down. Now, the only negative thing I saw was the coach Moore. He's got to get a little more gutsy with these referees when they make terrible calls. I mean, he just kind of stood there and took it off.
You saw some bad calls in the game?
I did. I saw at least 2 really bad calls, he's got this red flag in his pocket. What does he think it's fuck? You know, when you see a terrible call, and I know that some of his staff is up in the booth watching all this crap, you know, and I'm sure they call it down and say, man, that's a bad call, but he didn't do anything about it. But it did matter in the end. The Saints came out charged up. I mean,
well, that's what I want to ask you. You know, did they come out? Did they come out fired up? Did they look active in the very beginning of the game?
Yes, they did, and they were sharp. The defense was brutal. I mean, they just crushed Tampa Bay, and I couldn't believe that. I mean, it really looks like to me, Scoot, that they really starting to come together as a team. You know, I know they're in a rebuilding phase, and it takes time for that to gel, but it really looks like it's starting to gel.
Well, that sounds great. And, Jerry, you did a great job, and I appreciate that recap of the game. And thanks for calling from the parish. So, yeah, if you want to add to what Jerry said, if you want to join us with a comment, I want you to recap the game for me, because I was in the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade yesterday, and I didn't see it. And, you know, I mean, did the Saints come out? It sounds like they came out on fire, that they came out fired up. I don't know why they can't do that in the Dome. You know, the way they played the game yesterday seems like the way they should play games in the Dome. Most teams do better at home than they do on the road. So I need you to recap the game for me. What stood out in your mind? What stands out in your mind about the game yesterday? Didn't see it, but I'd like to build a conceptualization of what happened yesterday, so I can kind of place that in my mind as I continue to cover the Saints this season. But, you know, because of my commitment yesterday to be in the holiday parade, I didn't get a chance to see it. So I need you to tell me what stands out in your mind about the game yesterday, and how did you feel about the Saints' win? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Eric in Biloxi. Hey, Eric, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? I'm not going to talk about football. I'm talking about the man's radio parade the last week, and I was no part of it, but one thing is really just appalling and disturbing. I'm going to ask you a question first. Do you know how many millionaires that they have in Louisiana? Do you have any idea?
Do I know how many what?
Millionaires are in Louisiana?
No, I don't. I know we have quite a few, but I don't know if we have more than any other. We have a lot of them.
87,000 millionaire households. Now, I listened today on the fundraiser, it was $172,000.
Right.
So where are the big corporations? Where are the big businesses? Where are the millionaires that contributed to this thing?
And you, Eric, you contributed, Eric?
Yes, I did.
And so it sounds like what you're saying is, if you can contribute, where are the millionaires? Where are the big corporations to contribute their fair share, like their proportion of what you gave? Why can't they give that amount proportion to what they have?
But what I'm saying is, this is also, I mean, you know, people, the regular people give them, but you got 87,000 millionaires and you got 172,000. I mean, you know, you do the checks and balances on that. It should be well over $1 million raised that weekend. Yeah. Well over, you know, the Walmart, the Firestones, all these different auto mechanics business. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, a lot of millionaires and a lot of companies do give. In the case of Manning Family Children's, I don't know what the statistics are in terms of how many people gave. I understand what you're saying, but I'll tell you, Eric, we are really proud of people like you, and we are really proud that as a station and a cluster of stations, because this was all part of the Odyssey New Orleans, which is Magic 101.9, B97 and Bayou 95.7, and of course WWL, we're thrilled that we were able to raise $172,000. But yes, there are always companies, there are always millionaires who could give more. Let's say somebody's making $50,000 a year, and they give $20. I wonder what the proportion of that would be if somebody was making $1 million. I mean, you know, I think what people are asking is, and this is about life in general, those who have more, why can't you give proportionately as much as those who have less are giving? If you want to join us with a comment, Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to go to Jamie, who's in the lower ninth ward. I'm asking for people to recap the Saints game for me because I missed it. And I hate that I missed it. What was the rain like in the beginning of the game? And apparently the Saints came out on fire. And that's something that we don't always see. So what impressed you about the game yesterday? I was in the holiday parade, missed it. So I need you to tell me about this game so I can have this conceptualization of what it was like when the Saints beat the Bucks. So you watch the game, you listen to the game on WWL. What did you think? Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right, Manic Monday, December the 8th, and I love that it feels like December. Love this holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Season. Hey, it's going to be cold tonight. In fact, you might have to protect some of that tender vegetation, especially on the North Shore. Hey, I'm going to bring in the plants again. I just put the plants out. I'm going to bring them back in, and that's what we do this time of year. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you had a great weekend, and again, thanks to all of you who turned out for the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. A lot of hot air balloons, helium balloons, and floats, and it was so much fun. And I saw the faces of, and heard the voices of so many of our listeners, and I tried to get stuff to you. I got stuff to some of you, but I couldn't get stuff to all of you. But anyway, thank you for being part of that, because it's a great annual event. Let's go to Jamie in the Lower Ninth Ward. Jamie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, school buddy?
I'm good. You watched the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but only thing I just feel like they play better when the season is over for them. You know, for some reason, it's like, long as nobody ain't watching, they play good. But when you're watching them, they're nervous. That's just my...
Well, and that would, you know, maybe that would explain why they don't do well at home. And then you got to think about, okay, these are grown men, but is it the job of the coach to make them relax and to just make them, you know, feel like, you know, you got to go out and have fun. And it sounds like they had a good time, and you always have good times when you're winning. But that's an interesting observation, that it is kind of over for them. So they just kind of went out there. And, you know, this is something I talk about often. If you try too hard, it doesn't matter what you do in life. If you try too hard, whether it's playing football or a sales presentation, you're not going to succeed. You kind of have to act like it doesn't matter.
Right, right, right.
And so you feel like they kind of acted like it didn't matter, and they're on the road and not much is expected of them, so let's just go out and kick ass.
And that's how I feel. Like, we don't got nothing to lose. Let's go out there. And that's what they did, bro. And you know, they played a real good game, bro. But they played a real good game when it don't count no more.
Yeah. Well, they need to start doing that when it does count. And there's a way to do that, Jamie. I mean, there's a way to calm yourself down, and there's a way to not put yourself under pressure. And again, you know, football can be a metaphor for life. Football is the job of these people, but whatever job you do, you know, learn this lesson. You know, if you get uptight and if you try too hard, then that's going to be a problem.
Right. And I totally agree with you, Scoop. But thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jamie. And listen, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you're there, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You know, I mentioned Pat Riley's book the other day, which is The Winner Within. And Pat Riley was a top NBA coach. I think he was with the Lakers. I think he's with the head office of Miami now. But in his prime, Pat Riley was among the best. And he wrote a book called The Winner Within. And in my life, I've read that book at least four times, maybe more. And I highlighted it, and I would go back, and I would read stuff. And it's about being a winner. And one thing that Pat Riley said, and I do remember this, he said, you got to, when you're doing something, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever your job is, you got to act like nobody, you got to dance like nobody's watching, and you got to sing like nobody's listening. Because if you realize how many people are watching or listening, you might get uptight. And when you're just alone by yourself, you're going to dance and sing and just kill it. But if you did that when people are around, it would be very impressive. But when people are around, sometimes you get uptight. And I wonder if that is the key to kind of figuring out what's going on with the Saints and home games. Are they trying too hard? I mean, it doesn't look like they're trying too hard at times, but are they just trying too hard in front of the hometown crowd? And when they're on the road, it's like, oh, what the hell? We're on the road. Let's just go play football. And they do, and they win. You know, an impressive win on the road against the Panthers, impressive win yesterday against the Bucks. Maybe that's the key. Maybe the team is just trying too hard. Let's go to Metairie and Whitney. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Whitney.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, you know what? I think you're right. Maybe they ought to play all 17 games away from home, and they might do good. Bro.
Yeah, or do this. You know, get the players on a plane, charter a plane, fly around for like 2 hours, and then bring them back, and then it would be like they're out of town.
Yeah, you're right. That's cool. But anyway, look, the most thing impressed me was the defense. I cannot believe that the defense stopped them five times on the, you know, like twice on a 50-yard line, you know, on fourth down, you know, and that's, I mean, good. That was amazing.
Yeah, that's good. You know? That's good.
And and then they went down there and scored, you know, in the red zone a couple of times. So that's something else they hadn't done in a while too, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hopefully Stanley's defense keeps it up like that. And I know what that man said earlier about it seemed like they played better at the end of the year, but maybe they're just getting used to playing together, and the coaches are getting together and, you know, doing the right thing for them. So
yeah, and let's just hope, let's just hope that continues. Yeah. All right, Whitney.
But there's one other thing I want to say about Bobby Hebert.
Yeah.
Yesterday he was talking on the phone, and he seems like maybe he wants the Saints to lose the rest of the game so they could get a good draft choice. You know what I mean? That's the impression I got from listening to him yesterday.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, Whitney, I appreciate the call. I didn't hear Bobby yesterday, but I don't think Bobby would be for that. I can't speak for Bobby. Maybe he'll talk more about that this afternoon on Second Guess Live from the Silver Slipper Casino with Mike Dettillier. So I didn't hear it yesterday, so I don't want to speak for Bobby, but I don't think Bobby would be for that. And I'll tell you, there are so many times that I talk about something and somebody has a totally different idea from what I was really saying and what I really meant. So sometimes we hear somebody on the radio and we don't accurately interpret what they're actually saying. But it's great to hear that the defense did a great job. And then I love hearing that the Saints seem to have come out really alive, because they come out in games often in the dome and it's like the dead zone. They're not doing anything. They're not going anywhere. And I wonder if, and this is something the team can look at, if the Saints are more relaxed on the road because they're trying too hard for the fans, that they're choking because they're at home. It is possible. And even though these are professionals and they're paid to do their job no matter where they are, the fact that they won on the road against Tampa Bay, that was impressive. And so they have the talent to do it. They had the talent to beat Carolina. So if they don't win a game, what's the factor? The factor is emotion. The factor is what's in their head. It's not about talent, because the talent has shown they can beat teams. So when they don't win a game, it's what's in their heads. And so, maybe that can be addressed for the next home game, which is coming up. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm getting a recap of the Saints game because I didn't have a chance to see it yesterday. And look, congratulations to the Tulane Green Wave. They beat North Texas to win the AAC championship, and this song is for them. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 2004 that Dimebag Darrell was shot and killed on stage in Columbus, Ohio. Dimebag Darrell with Pantera was doing a solo tour. Three other people were shot and killed, and this guy went up on stage and shot and killed Dimebag. Shot and killed the star of the show and three other people. It's got to be bothersome to all of us to just hear about things like this that happen. And they're the result of people who are just, crazy or just brazen or hateful and have some kind of a mental health issue that they can't reconcile. So really, that was sad. The guy was a hell of a guitar player. All right, so we'll continue to talk about the Saints a little bit coming up in the next hour. Also, we've got to talk about the Archdiocese bankruptcy settlement with sex survivors. We'll talk about that, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.